You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
There is for most of us a deep lack of, like an insufficiency of the support that we need realistically in order to give our children the enormous amount that they ask from us. You know, we try to parent in a nuclear family and it's damn near impossible for the vast majority. We do need a community to parent. We're not designed to parent in one or two. So we get broken and exhausted.
The closer you live to the equator, the more recreational sun exposure you get, for example, the less case of melanoma that you have. And when the Cochrane Review, which reviews medical studies and then kind of collates them, found, and I'm generalizing here, but the more sunscreen use equals the more skin cancer and the more freckling and moles.
Dr. Rossi makes the compelling point that we talked about today, which is we start deforming our natural anatomy probably by about age two or three, at least here in America, and probably many people in New Zealand are doing the same.
The other one was to do with breastfeeding. And because I've been to these NCT classes and they talked about breastfeeding and we'd done the breastfeeding and everything was geared towards keeping you breastfeeding for 6 months. So everything was really focused on, you've got to go for 6 months. Do your absolute best to get to 6 months. You've got to try to get to 6 months. And here she was approaching 6 months. And I was like trying to look for the, what do we do now? And so I'm looking at the different milk that we're going to move her on to. And I had a conversation with someone. I don't even really remember who this was. But it suddenly dawned on me that I was looking for a substitute for something that I already had that was going to be better than what that substitute was. And everything was going perfectly fine. And why would you stop that now?
It won't do to tell parents this is how you do it and this is what your children need. It's not enough, because what parents need, apart from the information, and most importantly, is the kinds of conditions that make parents able to give the formidable amount that we're asked for. And parents need an enormous amount of support, but healing as well. Because the other thing that gets in the way of seeing our children clearly, understanding their needs, but also being able to meet their needs, is how wounded we are. And the biggest conflicts that we have in parenting are a pretty faithful reflection of the biggest wounds that we ourselves had as growing up. So it's incredibly common for parents, for instance, to feel incredibly overwhelmed by babies.
We, you know, our ancestors had the village and nature and the child, and there was that beautiful trifecta. And now we don't really have a village in that traditional sense, but we still have the parent and the child and the wild. We have that beautiful, we can walk together through our parenting journey. And we just have to relearn, we have to re-remember, we have to reawaken that relationship. And all it takes is looking at nature in a different way.
The best way to have straight teeth is through diet, through, you know, pre-pregnancy, during pregnancy, post-pregnancy, like breastfeeding, and then obviously getting your kid nutrients. That's going to give them the nutrients that they need to develop, you know, their best possible genetic bone structure.
They negatively alter their entire structure, like you're mentioning, for so long that our bodies will literally learn ways of moving us forward meaningfully, even if we put obstacles in their way, like shoes, or like sitting too much, or like bending your neck because you're, you know, sitting at your computer all day. All of these things are well documented to create human pathology. So you're absolutely right. We do very negative things, not just to our feet. And that's a huge misconception, that if we wear a high-heeled shoe, all we're going to do is harm our feet.
So I think of it in three steps to elevate our oral ecology. One is to stop. So we want to stop, you know, using these synthetic toothpaste. We want to stop spikes in our blood sugar. We want to look at, you know, the foods we're eating. And then we want to be able to seal and heal the gums and the mouth.
By placing an interface between their foot and the ground. And one of the ways of looking at this, in my opinion, would be that our feet are sensory organs just like our hands are. And the more things that we put between our feet and the ground, the more it's going to inhibit good sensory information, movement patterns, balance, and so forth. So, I think children should be barefoot as often as possible. And when they can't be completely barefoot, I recommend shoes that are like bare feet.
Another thing that's key is to not eat anti-nutrients like phytic acid. So if there is grains or legumes being consumed, we really have to look at traditional methods of soaking and fermenting and sprouting, because the phytic acid is literally an anti-nutrient that pulls phosphorus from the body, and phosphorus is really key for tooth health. So that's important. And you know, that's where if you're vegetarian or a vegan, that could end up, like, that could be a problem with the amount of phytic acid be consumed. If it's like kind of oats for breakfast, lentils for lunch, and rice for dinner, down the road, that could lead to some, you know, weakening of the bone situation.
I wonder how many people have really clearly understood that these viruses don't just come randomly from anywhere. They are kind of a perfect reflection of an age-old, very core paradigm, very core attitude that we of the civilized, so-called civilized world have, which is that we are in charge of nature. We live in really in dominator cultures, where human beings consider ourselves to be the boss, the authority, the pinnacle of evolution. We're in charge. We tell nature what to do. We control it. We are really, you could say, we are tamers. And what that has to do, before I get too philosophical, with this disaster that we have created, is that, first of all, in believing that we dominate nature, we tame nature, we have dragged our food sources out of the ecology and separated them. Instead of being permacultural, we're agricultural, and we're, instead of leaving animals inside an ecosystem, even if you know, for those of us that are meat eaters, which I still am a little bit, we tear the animals that we exploit out of an ecosystem and pile them together into little cages or into dramatically overpopulated industrial farming methods, which are now, if you talk to an epidemiologist, we've now understood that the price we're paying for that is that those industrial farming methods are veritable incubators. They take viruses that are completely harmless, that have been living inside the guts of animals for millennia or longer, and in those incubation systems they mutate into these deadly pathogens. So have you noticed that we're producing, these are called zoonotic, all of our infectious diseases now are zoonotic, which means we created them by bunching animals together, tearing them out of an ecological system, shoving them together in these unsanitary farms, and forcefully mutating new viruses. All of our viruses come from that, the ones that are pathogens. So we seem to be creating a new one every year or so, whether it's mad cow disease, Ebola, or SARS, or MERS, or now COVID, or the avian flu. And then it's an easy jump for them to hit us humans. And on top of that, so on the one hand, we're creating these viruses by being the tamers and dominators of nature, instead of using biomimicry and working with ecosystems like permaculture people do. And then we make ourselves utterly defenseless by stripping our immune systems through severe air and water pollution. That's because of the way we've treated nature. We've reduced natural breastfeeding dramatically around the world, and breastfeeding is essential for the seeding of a healthy gut immune system, and so on and so forth. The food that we eat is an immune stripper rather than immune builder. When I say we, I mean the sort of the modern diet, far too much meat, refined starches, refined sugars, etc., and the toxins in our food. And we've, instead of using regenerative farming practices, what we're doing is we're raping the soil, and the soils get poorer and poorer in minerals with every passing year. So we are utterly disabled in our immune system. So that's a perfect storm. What does this have to do with our human-to-human relationships and the way that we raise our children? Is that taming cultures, you know, that those patriarchal cultures that we all come from and our ancestors come from, most of us, that have this belief that we're the boss, that goes hand in hand with authoritarian styles of parenting. Authoritarian means shaming and punishing. And bribery, you know, give jelly beans for the good behavior. So we raise our children in a way that goes hand in hand and parallel to the way that we exploit nature. We've for millennia, we've raised children to be inside a patriarchal model of obedience and low empathy, high obedience parenting styles. We all come from that in terms of our ancestry when you live in a civilized, so-called civilized modern world. So we are now being absolutely hammered by the ecological results of what we've done and we continue to do. So there's climate change, and every year these new superbugs that we make. And all of this is perfectly, utterly and comprehensively optional. And we have all of the understanding and technology that we need already firmly in place to move from being the people that dominate everything and tame everything to being the people that work ecologically, both in the way that we treat our non-human family, nature that we depend on for our every breath, and in the way that we raise our children by being, you know, leaders and guides of our children, but not dominators and tamers, which is a completely different thing.
To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. Coming to you on the 31st of May.